Two Butts Sweating Beers. Hello, hello, hello. What's going on? My name's Rem. Listening to y'all. How are y'all doing out there? Hope everything is well. Anyway, we have a lovely show tonight. Tonight will be our toast to the Valentine's Day weekend. It's going to be kind of cool. I hope you're tuned in, chilled out, wherever y'all at. You know what I'm saying? We're doing it big. Doing it for you. So, if you want to call in, that number is 718-928-9732. Yay! Welcome to Butt, Sweat, and Beers here at Radio Free Brooklyn. Boom! Yeah. Freeform radio for you, folks. Freeform radio for you. Anyway, I seem to be having an issue with my headphones. I'm not sure why, but that's all right. We're going to get through this somehow. Hello, hello, hello. Okay, I seem to be broadcasting, but for some reason I can't hear my headphones. Why is that? All right, moving forward. Anyway, what's going on with you folks? Talk to me out there. I'll be going live on Facebook Live, hopefully sometime in the middle of the hour. But until then, we're just going to chill out, talk some trash. Let's see. So, we're broadcasting live from Brooklyn, New York, in the middle of Bushwick, not Baghdad. It's good times. Today's weather was a balmy 60 degrees. Yay. to be followed up with Armageddon tomorrow. Armageddon. Apparently, there's going to be a large snowfall sometime around midnight, going all the way into 6 p.m. Thursday. If you have not bought your bottled water or at least spoken to your rabbi, now's the time to do so. The end is near. The end is near. Anyway, what else is going on? Yes, as I said, this is the Butt, Sweat, and Beers Valentine's Day prerequisite. There will, like next week, I'll be following it up with the Valentine's Day postmortem. Yeah, but this is the prerequisite to the Valentine's Day show. We will be playing some love songs throughout the hour. If you have any requests, you can either call in at 718-928-9732, or you can hit me up at Butt, Sweat, and Beers, at Butt, Sweat, Beers on, let's see, on Twitter, or Butt, Sweat, and Beers and, on the Gmail, and we'll talk to you through there. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. So glad to have you all out here. What are we going to talk about tonight? Tonight, Valentine's Day. Can we stop the charade, please? All right, enough is enough. I know some of you are looking forward to it, and some of you are looking forward to the day after. So am I. I'm not a big fan of the day of Valens, the tines of the Valens, but whatever, whatever. You know, people got to get their rocks off. I don't necessarily hate on people having a love holiday per se, but you know, some of this stuff is just made up. Like Cat Appreciation Day. You know, I appreciate the cat every day. You know, cats are nice. Meow. I'm just saying. Ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Anyway, moving forward. Yes. Also, we'll be discussing, if you would like to go on vacation with Barack and Michelle, now is the time to do so. Because I think we as Americans all deserve a break from whatever this madness is. Every other day, the swamp keeps getting backed up right into the homes of Americans day after day. Good times, good times. So if you like to get your swimming noodle and your trunks and everything like that, now's the time to go kite sailing with the former president of the United States. Everybody needs to take a break, my friends. Everybody. Jesus. Man, every other day, some new monster comes in and pronounces themselves as a cabinet member or something. Like, enough. Man, every other day, it feels like all of us are just, we're like, I don't know, Are we like watching the WWE as a government? Like, if Vince McMahon actually ran the government of the United States, you know, would he be wearing a Donald Trump mask and a Donald Trump long tie, which sort of looks like a red noose? I'm not trying to say anything there. I'm just saying. All right. You know, that tie is way too long. It looks ridiculous. It looks, Donald Trump dresses like a schlubby insurance salesman. You know what I'm saying? Like, he looks like he runs the place. You know this, but you know he doesn't care either. You know, he rocks that suit like a mortician. You know, it's like, I'm very sorry for your dearly departed. Have you feeling the nice package there that you wanted to go with? This is lovely. Good. We call this the presidential. It's quite nice. Good. Yeah. You want to do that? Good. Well, I'm out back with my new wife, Mindy. You know, whatever. Oh, yes. Also, we will be discussing the upcoming Grammys. The Grammys are this weekend, and Rihanna will be attending with her date, Frederick Douglass, according to Sean Spicer. That's right, because according to the White House, Frederick Douglass is still amongst us. Frederick Douglass is Frederick Douglass is still alive, according to Donald Trump and Sean Spicer. Who are these morons? Oh, my God. My God. I can't believe it. I can't believe it, man. So last week at the White House, they decided, the orange-faced idiot, Race Bannon, a.k.a. Mike Pence, and the evil overlords known as the administration of the humps. That's right, the hump administration. Every other week, there's a new name for them. I refuse to call him by his name, Voldemort. I'm just saying. I'd rather say Voldemort. Anyway, the hump administration decided to go... ring in Black History Month by sitting with some black folks at a table, you know, to show that, you know, hey, he's listening to black folks out there. At this table, I couldn't recognize any civil rights leaders that I knew of. You know, I couldn't recognize anybody in the room except for Dr. Ben Carson and Omarosa Manigault. That's right. That's right. When Trump gets his blacks, he gets them in twos. That's right. You know, one for the left and one for the right. One for meat, one for vegetables. You know? So you can't pick on him. This guy. Moron. Anyway. But yeah, they had a nice fancy time talking about the things and the blacks. I mean, when he speaks, he sounds like a moron. He's like, you know, yeah, this is the Black History of the Month. And Martin Luther King, he sounded like a third grader reading off one of those Black History Month speeches where everybody, like 70% of the class is going to talk about Martin Luther King. You know, 10% of the class is going to talk about like Carter G. Woodson or George Washington Carver, you know, or Benjamin Banneker. And somebody out there is actually going to do the project and speak about somebody that you've never heard of. And you're like, oh, I didn't even know they were black. You know, I remember when I was a kid. We had to do the same assignment, and for years I used to think Eli Whitney was black because I was like, well, why would the white man help out the black man do his job better? So thus, the cotton gin had to have been done, made by a brother, you know, who happened to be named Eli Whitney. You know, that was my thinking. Like why would he, you know what I'm saying, go out of his way to help his slaves? All he just wants to do is get the cotton picked. Make that thing happen. Fast, 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 fast. You know what I'm saying? So, but later on, you know, I learned differently. So there was that. Anyway, yeah, man, and we're back. Yes. Whew. Yeah, Eli Whitney is a white dude. But I'm sure the guy who invented the cotton gin was black. That's the truth. Roof, know this. All right. Anyway, you folks are out there in the podcast land. I may not see you all now, but I can feel you all. So I'm about to go live in a second. Yes. When I come back after the music break, we will be I'll be doing the beer part of the show. That'll be wonderful. And then we'll go back into talking to the folks and seeing what's going on. Anyway, all right. What else are we going to talk about? Elizabeth Warren. Man, you know, I never had no love for a woman like I love me some Elizabeth Warren. I'm like, yo, She looks like a part-time library and a full-time civil rights worker all at the same time. Like, what's going on with Elizabeth Warren? She's going hard in the paint. You know, they shut her down, you know, at her job. They were like, hey, you, we don't like what you're saying. You're censured, you know? Like, all because, like, look, Democrats don't have numbers and everything. And that's fine. They're just scrapping right now, you know, but they got to show a good fight, you know? They know they're going to lose, but you got to at least show a good fight. That way the people know, like, hey, you're not sitting down on the job. Because once the swamp comes in and everything like that, everything's going to get backed up into the whole United States. It's going to be wonderful. I mean, agencies are going to go away. People are going to lose their jobs, things of that nature. You know, then we're going to he's probably going to lift those sanctions on Russia, you know, divorce Melania, marry a 19-year-old bride. Who knows? I mean, this is where we're going. So, you know, embrace it. You know, I don't even get stressed out about it anymore. I was, but after a while I was like, you know what? Enough of this. The bar is open. Let me go get a drink. Anyway, that's terrible. You can't drink all these problems away. Some of them you're going to have to smoke. So yeah, there's that too. But yeah. He's back. He's clearly backing up the swamp. This dude is making this thing happen. I just want to know one thing. Is anybody out there feeling great again? Like, if you are, call in. Are you feeling great again? Please let me know. Call in. Like, seriously, I won't shoot you down. If you really like what's going on, please just let me know. 718-928-9732. We can have a civil discussion about, you know, Captain Orange Peel, but whatever, man. You know, if he's your guy, he's your guy. You know, whatever. I just refuse. I just refuse to believe that this man is of sane mind. Impossible. If I ever showed up at my job acting the way he does, I mean, even if I own the place, somebody would at least have to sit you down and be like, hey, we need to talk, boss. You know, yeah, no, the emperor truly has no clothes on. The emperor wears no clothes. This is a problem. You know, this is a problem, and people need to understand. Like, we're being called out. We're getting called out. Ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Anyway. Whatever.
What is we going to do, folks? What is we going to do?
I don't know. Anyway, it's 7:17. The time is now
7:17.
All is well in America for the most part. And let me see if we can go play some tunes that you'll like. Oh, this is a little ditty that the people like to hear during a carnival, and it's called Sawale, a little bit. Yeah, I think we might do that little Sawale. Sure, might as well. I think people might like the Sawale. Perhaps the Sawale. You know what? Let's go with the Sawale. Let's go with the Sawale. Everybody likes a good Sawale. Everybody with the Sawale. You like the Sawale. Well, let's go Sawale. All right, we'll be back.
Baby, sawale,
Back on the radio with you here at Radio Free Brooklyn. Welcome back to Butt, Sweat, and Beers, everybody. Good. I'm your man, Remy, taking you to the top of the hour. What is going on, folks? Well, welcome back to Butt, Sweat, and Beers. Today's date is the 8th. We're about 6 days away from Valentine's Day. Hey, Morris, how you doing? Hey, how the kids? Woo-hoo-hoo! Welcome to the show. Welcome to all the Facebook Live viewers out there. Yes, so today's show we'll be dealing with Valentine's Day. Please stop the charade. You know, some of y'all are still single, and that's fine. I'm still single. I don't know. I'm fighting the good fight. You know, I like to say I'm fighting the good fight. It's not a good fight at all. You know what I'm saying? I just want to be all booed up, especially tomorrow. Because apparently in New York City, we're about to get rocked by about a foot of snow. So, you know, it'd be so nice to be booed up tomorrow, just, you know, full on Netflix and chill. I mean, pretty much we're approaching the playoffs for cuffing season. You know what I'm saying? And some of us haven't even made the All-Star team. So yeah, there's that. You know, clearly I'm somewhere in the D League right now. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is. I'm just trying to do my best, Marcy. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying out here. I'm doing my part. You know, I'm flowers, I'm candy, I'm a gentleman. But, you know, hey, things is tough. What are you going to do? You know what I mean? Anyway, yeah, the charade with Valentine's Day is, you know what? If you're with somebody during, and y'all have expressed your love all throughout the year, and I understand that it's a holiday, and so we should take it over to the top. I'm just saying, like, if we're not really doing anything that big between us, you know what I'm saying? Can't we just deal with it like every other day? You know what I'm saying? It's not because Valentine's Day is not Christmas. You know what I'm saying? Do we have to put up a Valentine's Day heart? You know, do we sing Valentine's Day carols? You know, are there? Ernie, what's going on? Chilling? Good. Wonderful. I'm just saying, there's no such thing as Valentine's Day carols. Yes, there are some sad songs out there. There are some love songs, whatever. I get it. But still, you know, we like to get immersed into Valentine's Day that much? I don't know. That's on you, folks, man. That's on you, you know? So what was I going to say about that? I may sound like I'm kind of sour and everything like that on Valentine's Day. It's not more, not just I'm sour. It's just more so like, you know, like seriously, like, you know, let's say you're with somebody for like, I'm not ashy. Let's say you've been with somebody for like about what? Oh, I don't know. Let's say you know each other for like, you know, 5, 6, 7, let's go 10 years, 10 years, married, not married, whatever, you know, and you're dealing with somebody. And y'all just come to the understanding of like, look, this is who we are. This is what we do. We chill. You know what I'm saying? We chill. Like, hey, I got that ice cream. You know what I'm saying? Pat Sajak's on TV. You know what I'm saying? Let's go. Let's just chill. Let's chill the hell out. You know what I'm saying? Order some pizza and call that our Valentine's Day. Can't that just be it? You know, what's up with all the whole, let's get dolled up. You know what I'm saying? Let me buy you $600 worth of roses. That's right. $600 worth of roses comes up to 12 roses. Like, that's enough. It's garbage, I tell you. My husband and I have been together for 11 years, and we don't do crap. See? Exactly. That's exactly what I'm talking about. See that? Good. Y'all come to an understanding. No, we can be sexy anytime we want. We don't need to. Oh, boom. What you said, birthday? Let's see. Watching you at a fish joint in Manhattan Beach, California. Sounds good. That sounds good. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes that's the way you need to appreciate my voice. You know what I'm saying? With just at a fish joint, chilling, drinking a beer. Whatever. So, Rochelle Clurvy, what's going on? Good to see you, my friend. Welcome to the Butt, Sweats, and Beer Show. I used to feel some type of way, but now, exactly. You know what it is, Marzi? You know what? It's not to say life has defeated you. It's like, but somewhere between the kids and life and understanding, you know, reality. And at the same time, knowing that, you know, like I can get a surprise from him any other day. Like, you know, like, are we really building up to this pseudo holiday? You know what I'm saying? And besides, I mean, what is it? Like, seriously, like, are we really like 15? You know, I like to say Christmas for the kids. So is Valentine's Day. That's for the children. I mean, come on. Let them go make out somewhere or something like that. You know, responsibly. Responsible make out. You know what I'm saying? You know, remember, gentlemen, consent is sexy. Always. Always. I'm just saying, B. Like, I don't know. I just don't feel the need to go on with the whole charade of like, oh yes, it's Valentine's Day. Let's break out into a musical. Like, no, B, not at all. I'm good. I hope you are too. Whatever, man. You know? Ridiculous. It's a charade, folks. It's a charade. Save your money. I mean, they're like, what was it? I saw somewhere where you can get, was it 2 dozen roses for somewhere close to like $95. I was like, what? $95? You know, on the 15th, they're going back. Like, you can buy those for 20. Like, I'm not saying, it's not about the money. You know what I'm saying? It's not about the money. Janet, how you doing? Good to see you. Welcome to Butt, Sweat, and Beers here on Radio Free Brooklyn. Boom. Yeah, man. It's not about the money, but it's just the principle of it all. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, some people go out their way to be with somebody on a Valentine's Day for the sake of the fact that, oh, I should be with somebody. Like, no, you should be getting yourself better at all times. That's what life is about. You know what I'm saying? Just because it hits, you know, the second, the 14th of February, that doesn't necessarily mean like, oh, it's time to get all booed up. You know? Like I said, if you are not doing well this cuffing season, like, then clearly just take that as a note. Like, look, this is not your year. Perhaps wait for the summer. Okay. You know, jeez. And remember, self-love is always good love. That's all I'm going to put out there. It is what it is. I'm not going to get lewd and lascivious. I'm just going to say that much. All right. Boom. All right. We're heading to the halfway point of the show. You know what that means? It's the beer part of the show. Boom. Today's beer of the day is The champagne of beers. El champagne de cerveza. Boom. Miller High Life. That's right. The champagne of beers. Tasty. Oh, man. I tell you, sometimes I like to think of myself as the Billy D. Williams for the Miller High Life myself, but whatever. Anyway, cold, refreshing, cheap, whatever. It pairs well with Broken Dreams and Ambitions. It also goes well with anything. I like to pair it myself with a nice bourbon. I call that the warm and friendly. It's quite lovely. You should try it sometimes. Anyway, so cheers to you, Miller High Life. Oh, tastes so good. Boom. Woo. All right. That concludes the beer sweat of the part of the show. As you see, I'm sweating. It is what it is. It's hot down here in this little oven that we have here in Bushwick. It's quite all right. Hey, Lorraine, what's going on? Ah, ha, 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 ha. Whatever. All right, moving forward. Yes. So I got a question from one of my viewers, one of the viewers or one of the listeners. I don't know which way they take it in, but no more high life. What? What do you mean no more high life? High life is great. How dare you? Don't you start this. Don't you start this now. Don't you start this now. All right. Anyway, I got a question from one of my listeners, and it says this is regards to the topic number two of the night, going on vacation with the Obamas. The Obamas have decided I don't care what's going on with the world. We're just gonna chill. The world can go take an L, but you know what we're doing? We having fish tacos every night, son. Every night. They don't care, and I'm okay with that. That's fine. It's not my problem. All right. You know, yeah. Underqualified Secretary of Education. Not my problem. You know, white supremacists running around running around the White House telling people what to do. Not my problem. All right. Your president is orange. Not my problem. All right. I did what I could do for 8 years. It's about rest, son. I'm chilling. I'm wakeboarding. I'm waking up. I'm doing me. I'm going Barry hard. Hard all day, every night. Hashtag B, me, Barry B. We're doing this big. Barry Obama. Good. Oh, man. What's up, Blair? Anyway, so the Obamas have decided to just just run the streets like wild animal and say, you know what? I know that America's going to go under, but who cares? Look at the beautiful sand here on the Necker Islands. We're just chilling. I believe we're gonna have the poo-poo platters coming out in two seconds. That's right, windsurfing, hard in the paint. Nobody I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. I'm glad somebody's having fun while we're going down in the hole. It's gonna don't get me wrong. I would love to be there with them. One of the listeners sent me a question, and it reads. If I can get it up, it's like, oh, well, according to, oh, we're, regarding the, your second topic, topic two, what should you bring on vacation as a gift to, the Obamas? And that's real easy. I would bring them a bottle of, Hennessy Black. I mean, I think they'd do that. You know, Hennessy comes out with a line. There's a Hennessy White and a Hennessy Black. You can bring both. I'm okay with Hennessy White. It's very smooth. Hennessy Black is smooth and it's spicy. Yeah, a little bit. It's got a little flavor. I don't know why they did that, but the good people in Hennessy make it that way. I would also bring a game of Monopoly, perhaps a good book for Michelle. You know, Michelle looks like she's just like, you know what? I've had enough with all of this. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, and a pair of shades. Yes, get them both a pair of shades. You know, I think he's wearing Oakleys and some Ray-Bans now. You know what I'm saying? Perhaps get him some Warby Parkers. Who knows? But that would be a nice gift for the Obamas. You know, and a nice card that reads, "Please come back." Like, if you can get a card that says, "Please come back," signed by at least 155 million Americans. That's more or less half of the population. So, yeah. Oh. Yeah, that'd be cool. So, yeah, so Hennessy Black or Hennessy White. Hennessy White, it's out there. You go to your duty-free shop when you're in the airport. They sell Hennessy White. It's delicious. My God. You know what I'm saying? It's good. If you drink Hennessy White or Hennessy Black, you want to wear like a smoking jacket and an ascot. You know, you don't need a cigar, but it helps. You know what I mean? Oh, it'd be nice. It'd be so nice. What else is going on out there? Oh, man. Oh, so this weekend is the Grammys, as I said before. And Rihanna will be attending with our good black friend, Frederick Douglass, according to Sean Spicer, because they don't know what's going on with black people. They don't know what's going on with black people, man. No, like, this administration knows nothing about black people. I don't know if they hate black people. They just don't care. I can't go as far as to say they hate them. Now, I know they have Bannon in the house and everything like that, but he might hate everybody. I think he might want to just unplug all of America and throw it into the Atlantic Ocean. That's my thinking. But with Donald Trump looked like he looked like the white kid who just got bussed to an all-black school, and now he's got to figure out a way to make the basketball team when he sat down with all those black folks. It was just kind of ridiculous. Like, no, B. You're like, you clearly have nothing to say. You know what I'm saying? And then you open up your opening statements. Talk. How many times did you repeat the words Martin Luther King on Black History Month? I mean, seriously, that was ridiculous. I myself felt embarrassed for you. And at the same time, I was laughing at your stupidity because I know it's there. I know it's there. Hey, Crystal, what's going on? I'm just saying, B, the worst. Like, and Frederick Douglass is not Elvis, okay? Frederick Douglass was not spotted out in the Waffle House, you know what I'm saying, outside of Atlanta, you know, after the strip club. This is not the way it works. All right, jeez, I would tell you to read up on him, Toupe Fiasco, but you won't. That man doesn't read. All right, you just put coloring books in front of him. He signs off of them, and he says, "There's a new law. I've got a new law." That's it. That's it. That dude's hilarious. That dude's hilarious. Anyway, I can't deal with them. I can't deal. Every other day, you wake up, you wake up and you're like, you know you're in for it. Like, it's gonna be a shit show every day for the next 3 years. It's good time for the next 4 years is gonna be a shit show. But whatever. What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do? I'm just saying, you know. Boo, Osage, what's going on? Welcome to the show. Yay! All right. Stand by for station identification. This is Radio Free Brooklyn. If you would like to sponsor a show on Radio Free Brooklyn, go to radiofreebrooklyn.com where you can set up a sponsorship for any show you'd like. Or if you would just like to sponsor radiofreebrooklyn.com as a whole, you can do that too. Any and all donations are accepted. And thank you for supporting Freeform Radio. Boom. Moving forward. Oh, yeah. So the Grammys and Frederick Douglass. Yeah, so how many advisors do you have around? Where was Omarosa to tell him that, hey, Frederick Douglass did exist, but is no longer with us, all right? Like, I'm sure he looked over and he was like, well, like, Frederick, is he going to be late for the meeting? Yes. He's been late for a whole lot of meetings for the last 100-some-odd years, all right? Come on, B. Are you freaking kidding me? Jeez, you've got some odd blacks working for you, Donald Trump. You do. Like, those blacks should have told you that Frederick Douglass, you know what I'm saying, does not play for the Knicks. You know, someone should have told you this. Like, you look like a moron. But hey, you don't care. You don't care. As long as you lift those sanctions up on Russia and get all that money, that dirty deal that your sons and your daughter is setting up for you. That's all you really care about. I know. You know what I'm saying? Presidency, schmesidency. All right. It's about me and my paper at the end of the day. That's what this is. That's what it's all about. Anyway. It's so great. It's so great. Anyway, is anybody out here? Is it snowing by anybody? Like y'all can write if y'all want to. Apparently we're about to get hit by about a foot of snow tonight here in New York. So that should be fun. That should be fun. I will be in front of said TV doing absolutely nothing, I guess. Let's see. The Knicks could use him. The Knicks could probably use Frederick Douglass coming off the bench. That would be good. Oh, not yet. Like this. Well, yeah. We're apparently set to get hit at midnight with about they said about 10 to 12 inches. Who knows? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, once they started talking about like, oh, 9, 10, 12 inches, I'm like, hey, enough of the winter dirty talk. All right. Enough of this inch talk, man. Hey, is it going to be cold? You know what I'm saying? See, here in New York, as long as the liquor store, bodega, and the check cashes are open, civilization will be fine. In my opinion, you know. What? We can't go to Shake Shack. It's closed. Oh, fudge. Whatever. You know what I'm saying? The Chinese store is always open. The Chinese takeout is always open around the block. Please know this. You know what I'm saying? The hood don't die. The hood is like a roach. The hood is a huge roach. The hood don't die. All right? Like, yes. Like on the outskirts of the hood, they might have built a really nice yoga spot and everything like that. But yeah, you could still go cop four or five bags and everything, and go and get your insure. And I'm sure you can set up a deal at the Chinese spot where they'll take your food stamps and everything. No, because the hood don't die. Rest whatever. It's 85 degrees here in Texas. Woo. Oh, that's really nice to know. Thank you for sharing that with the class, Marcy. Wonderful. Dame, what's up, Dame? Good to see you, my friend. Looking good. Oh, yeah. The hood don't die, man. The hood don't die. Yeah. So, I remember, was it last week? There was a protest where all the bodegas decided to close down between 12 and 8. So they could protest the Muslim ban. Yeah, but there was still bodegas still open, you know? So you could have gone in and go get a bodega sandwich, you know, because the hood don't die. The hood does not die. You know, people need to understand. People got to get their beer garitas and everything like that. They got to get their chips and whatever have you, little $5 bottle of, MD 2020s, like all that stuff. Right, let's see. Until Bloomberg started the tens of shutting down the subways. You know, the subway's not going to shut down. Like, unless we're going to get, the mother of all mother of storms again. The city doesn't want to do that. Like, the city doesn't want to necessarily put everybody stuck in their houses like they did. What was that? How long was that? How long ago was that? That was, two, 3 years ago? Where nobody was moving? Washington was shut down. New York was shut down. Philly was shut down. When was that? I want to say it was like 2-3 years ago. That was ridiculous. Oh my God. Yeah. I'm just saying. Yeah. So pretty much everybody's buying their water now. A lot of people going to the liquor store. You know, people are going to their DVD man, getting their little downtown off the ground copy of Hidden Figures. You know, so it's going down. It's going down. Yeah. So we'll be all right. Do I have any plans? Not necessarily. I'm probably going to curl up with a good book. Probably go on. I'll probably do a little homework and everything like that. I've got ways to entertain myself during the cold. I suspect tomorrow will be a Netflix day. You know, and if not, I'll just go into the cloud. Because that's where I keep all my porn. All my porn is in the cloud. I suggest you all do the same. You know, I was thinking about this the other day. So let's say I meet an untimely demise, right? And for some reason they're going through my stuff. And then my dad, for some reason, goes through my closet, and then he sees the Booty Call series from 25 through 31. Like, I can't have that, you know what I'm saying? But if you keep everything on the cloud, well, look at that, you know what I'm saying? You got to keep all your porn in the cloud, my friends. There you go. That's what I do, you know what I'm saying? There you go. That's a life hack. Take that with y'all. All right. Y'all going to be all right. Oh, hey, Lindsay. What's up, Ev? How y'all doing? Oh, we're about to that point of the show where I'll be taking requests for Anybody got any requests for any love songs or anything like that? Or anything that anybody wants to listen to? Like, let's see. Like, and do not say Bad and Bougie, because I think I'm done with Bad and Bougie. I just too much. It's just too much, as the Haitians like say. It's too much, my friend. Too much Bad and Bougie. Too much Bad and Bougie. You know what? I might have to just play on Bad and Bougie just because. You know. Oh, there it goes. Look at that. We'll turn that up for you. Gonna be right back. Oh, the Migos. Oh man. You know Haitian parents don't play. Yeah, I'm just saying, yo. It's too much, my friend. It's too much. Tout un. What do you mean, Bad and Bougie? I do not know Bad and Bougie. This your friend? Is this your friend, Bad and Bougie? You have one friend. You call him Bad and Bougie. That's two people. One man, two name? No. Oh. Too much, too much, too much. Anyway, Bad and Bougie. Make it happen. No cooking the hot pot. Cooking. Fucking on your bitch, yeah. That. Cooking up dope in the crock pot. We came from nothing to something, nigga. Hey. I don't trust nobody, grip the trigger. Nobody. Call up the gang and they come and get gang. Cry me a river, give you a my tissue. Bitch. Bad and bougie. Bad. Cooking up dope with a Uzi. Bah. My niggas are savage, ruthless. Savage. We got 30s and 100 rounds too. Nah. My bitch is bad and bougie. Bad. Cooking up dope with a Uzi. Dope. My niggas are savage, ruthless. Hey. We got 30s and 100 rounds too. Nah. All set. Woo, 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 woo. Records on records, got backers on backers. I'm riding around in a cool. I take your beat right from you. Bitch, I'm a dog. Roof. Beat down her walls, loose. Hey. Hop in the frog. Woo. I tell that bitch to come for me. I swear these niggas is under me. Hey. The hate and the devil keep jumping me. Bankrolls on me, keep me company. Hey, we did the most. Yeah. Pull up and goes. Woo. Yeah, my diamonds a choker. Wow. Holding a fire with no holster. Wow. Rid the ruler, diamond cooler. This a roller, not a mule. Hey. Dabbing on them like the usual. Damn. Magic with the brick do voodoo. Magic. Court side with a bad bitch. Then I send the bitch through Uber. Go. I'm young and rich and plus I'm bougie. Hey. I'm not stupid, so I keep the Uzi. Records on records, got backers on backers, so my money making my back ache. You niggas got a low act rate. We from the north, yeah, that way. No. Fat cookie blunt in the ashtray. Cookie. Two bitches just now. No smash day. Hop in the limb, have a drag race. I let them birds take a bath, babe. Raindrop, drop top. Smoking, no cooking, the hot pot. Cooking, fucking on your bitch, yeah, dot. Cooking up dope in the crock pot. We came from nothing to something, nigga. Hey. I don't trust nobody, grip the trigger. Nobody. Call up the gang and they come and get gang. Cry me a river, give you a tissue. It's bad and bougie. Bad. Cooking up dope with a Uzi. Bah. My niggas is savage, ruthless. Savage. We got 30s and 100 rounds too. Nah. My bitch is bad and bougie. Bad. Cooking up dope with a Uzi. Dope. My niggas is savage, ruthless. Hey. We got 30s and 100 rounds too. Nah. Pour four, I'm dropping muddy out of space. Kid Cudi, introduce me to your bitch ass wifey, and we know she slutty. Broke a brick down, nutty, butty, now that nigga ducky. Don't move too fast, I might shoot you. Draco, bad and bougie. I'm always hanging with shooters. Might be posted somewhere secluded. Still be playing with pots and pans. Call me Quavo, Ratatouille. Run with that set, call me Booby. When I'm on stage, show me boobies. Ice on my neck on the coolest. How about the suicide with the ooze? I pull up. I hop out with all of the drugs and the good luck. I'm cooking, I'm whipping into a rock. We're back. Oh, that's a little taste of the Bad and the Bougie. Give it up for the Migos. Woo! And stop. Okay, good. We're about to take you to the top of the hour. It's going to be wonderful. Can't wait. Yeah. I didn't get any callers today, but that's okay. You know, sometimes you don't get any calls on the show. You know, people out there kicking rocks. I get it. We're going to be all right. Okay. So anybody have any plans out there for the Valentine's Day weekend? Do not push out Valentine's Day weekend like some black folks push out their birthday. Like, this is my birthday week. Like, no, this is just Valentine's Day, not Valentine's week. All right, make it one day. You know what I'm saying? Boom. We're gonna go sit down. We're gonna go have the big old Texas size whatever at Dallas BBQ's, and then go see a movie. And there you go. That's my plans. You know what I'm saying? By myself. That's right. I'm entertaining myself for Valentine's Day. Like, I love me some me. You know. Yes, a self-love weekend for Valentine's Day. Yes. Boom, self-love. You know, not that lewd and lascivious self-love. I mean, if you want to do that too, that's on you. You know what I'm saying? But this is not that type of show. You know what I'm saying? Boom. Self-love weekend. It's all about me. Party for one. You know? Oh. Hug thyself. Love thyself. Know thyself. Bung. Anyway. Anybody else out there? What are we talking about? So to wrap up the show. What did we speak of? One, Valentine's Day weekend. Don't go crazy. If you only got a pauper's budget for Valentine's Day, then get creative. You know what I mean? Go find something free to do. You know, or do nothing at all. You know? Or go get some construction paper from the dollar store and cut out a heart. And go get some cotton balls and go stick it on the that construction paper. You know how to do this. You've been trained. You know exactly how to get this thing done. You've been training for this moment all your life. All right? So boom, you can go do that. Or what I suggest you do, you know, hey, you and your lady or your fellow or whatever y'all do, you know what I'm saying? Y'all just say, you know what, screw this. We're gonna call our own Valentine's Day week, you know what I'm saying? Because you have like the anniversary when y'all met. That's y'all Valentine's, man. Like, enough. Also, we spoke about the Obamas are on vacation. Yes, while the world burns, and I'm okay with it. It's not their fault. You know what I'm saying? I would love to be on vacation now with them. I would be sitting right with them, like in their deck chairs and everything like that, talking about, wow, like, wasn't that amazing? Huh? Michelle, Barack, hey, that's good. Hey, pass me that Mai Tai. Good. Wonderful. You know, I would be right there. It would be so amazing. Oh, my God. I could just smell the sulfur every day. Every day, this country's just burning alive. Oh, well, what are you going to do? America had a nice run. Boom. And the Grammys. Who's going to win the Grammys this weekend? The answer is Beyonce. Beyonce and her bump. Beyonce's bump is going to win. Everybody's going to be looking at it. I'm sure there's going to be some memes about it. The kids aren't here, and I wish she carries them. I hope she has a healthy birth and everything like that. But I'm kind of tired of it already. Like, people need to stop. And enough with the pictures, with the fancy flowers and everything. Like, oh, you know, it, like, all those flowers reminds me kind of like a Haitian wedding or something, you know, like, or it could have been a Mexican wedding. In fact, it could have been. It looks like, you know, she went to the back of like one of her best Mexican friends' houses and just said like, hey, I'm just gonna sit here in this bed of roses that your dad just pruned. And I'm going to use your mom's old wedding veil and put it over my face. And somebody just caught her in the candle moment and click, click. And lo and behold, you know what I'm saying? We have internet magic. That's exactly what it looked like, in my opinion. You know, well, whatever. I wish her well, too. She going to be all right. We all going to be all right, man. Let's see. Boo. Let's see. Does anybody have any love songs on their mind? Who I like to listen to around this time of the Valentine's time of year? Mary J. Blige. You know, Mary J. Blige seems to have her pulse on like pain, love, suffering. You know. I mean, so does Marvin Gaye too, I guess. You know, like. But mostly for me, I like a little Mary J. Blige for mine. So, yeah, somebody else wrote me like, "It's like, do you have a Valentine's this year? If so, why? Why or why not? And who would you like to be your Valentine's celebrity?" And I was like, "Okay, I'll answer the last one first. My Valentine's celebrity will always be Thandie Newton. Thandie Newton, if you're out there, love you. Not like crazy love you, but I love you. You're gonna be all right." Like, Thandie Newton's my crush. Boom. That girl's amazing. Do I have a Valentine? No, I'm not a Valentine type of guy. Like, I'm a man of the people. I'm out in these streets. I'm just doing what I need to do when I need to do it. You know, at the same time, I am a private dancer, a dancer for money. You know, do what you want me to do. Just a private dancer, a dancer for money. Any old music will do. This is who I am. Anyway, oh my God, 5 minutes left into the show. What is we gonna do? Oh, might leave you with a little black beetle. No. Perhaps we'll lead the people with a little black beetle. No. No black beetle. There'll be no beetling of the blacking. All right. So let's see. I think we've covered all our bases for this week. Yes. Donald Trump doesn't know black people. So how can he hate them? There you go. Omarosa and Dr. Ben Carson are not on their jobs. Like, you got to let them know that Frederick Douglass is no longer with us. You know what I'm saying? No, he didn't get canceled like a show. He just died. That's all. You know what I'm saying? Let's see. Yeah, Valentine's. Everybody chill the hell out. If you're in the New York, New Jersey area, it's going down, son. All right? Armageddon is upon us. Armageddon, son. It's going down. Go get yourself some ramen noodles. It's going to be a law and order day. Law and order all day long. Tomorrow. It's going down, son. Make it happen. And pretty much, yeah, that's all I had to say about that. Let's see. Let's take you out with a little All Night Long. Oh. Mary Jane Girls. Ooh, that's a good one. You know, folks, I think you've been awesome, whimsical, and amazing. But stay tuned. We're going to take you to the top of the hour with a ear hammer here on Radio Free Brooklyn. Thank you for listening in. Thank you for watching. You all been amazing. Muzzle. Oh. Stand by. And I've been Remy, been your host. I wish you love. I wish you comfort, serenity. Trust yourself, know yourself, be yourself at all times. That's right. Love yourself, trust yourself, and be yourself at all times. All right? Let's go ahead and walk these dogs and represent Wu-Tang to the fullest. Have a good one.
Shook up, shook up.